Begin the Quran daf Masech this bachim daf ayin hey begin on basic mitzvahs master begin the Gemara hagah hazal kol shematadas even as just a small spray is going to purify by the ash waters of the paraduma because the leiboy yashir that there's no minimum measurement agaba the gavra that's related to the person but Tosfos does point out the mana but regarding the vessel by yashir there is a measurement kedam manid like the Gemara need daf tesam manav but yimadav yudal manav but that too is a shir but not how much has to be sprayed. It says Master begins Gemara B'chayy and Nifta. So the firstborn animal cannot be redeemed. Tamura Samar, what's the halacha regarding the Tamura, regarding its exchange? The other Dhamma Tamura Perikabel Kachim, this it says that within the Chafal Mav Kala Kachim, Yashlam Pidyan, all Karbanas have redemption. Well, Tamura say in Pidyan, and their Tamura has Pidyan. Chutz bin Abachavah Meiser. So Lava Tamura Sakai, isn't it evident that it's going on? So it says answer. He said Lava Tamura Sakai, that's not going on their Tamura. I mean, that's just the Bukhari Meister itself, but the Tamura, although the other Karbonas were matching up their Tamura, maybe it's not like that. Then starts pretending to say, wait, what actually is the question? The Yeshla Tamura's Bukhari opinion, if there is redemption or not, what's the relevancy? And that is, Ilegizla, but if it's okay, now it's like, you know, it's redeemed, it's deconjugated, so you could work with it and you could do the sharing of the wool. No, Afal Yeshla Pidin Asura. Even if it has redemption, it's been a Kishab Sul Mikdash, and other Karbonas that become disqualified, you still not have to work with it. And the ila in the leboy lemesel kain, if it's like, oh, so that you don't have to give it to the kain because, you know, the kedusha was transferred to the money. Hatanam behed betemur, but that was explicitly taught in the Mishnah Temur, perikah belakachim over there. Tinechels b'mun lebayim. It's eaten in its blemished state for the owner. It doesn't go to the kain anyway. The ila in the nechels betzoli b'chardla, and if it's like, oh, because you want to be able to eat it however you want to, roast it with mustard, kedushin like gudash lamashcha, which means like gedula. What do I mean? Hakivin delav matan is kuhunahi. But since it's anyways not matnas kuna l'shayach b'lamashcha, it's not applicable for like that you have to eat in a distinguished way. You could eat however you want to. Bidlin liknas b'na mois carbon. If it's like, oh, do we have to, you know, use the funds to buy a carbon? That's not true. Ain't that more asma kri? Because even the tamura itself is not sacrificed. I feel like she to me even when it's unblemished. Previous dev lamazayim beis that we say hein kriven. Only the carbon that's brought. Ain't tamura and kriven. So what's the shayla? So what's the relevancy? If you're something that says the mibayle, question is ichalak kedush alamois kishapada eloi. Does the sanctity take effect on the monies when you redeem it or not? Is there redemption or not that the monies are sanctified or not? But of course, regarding the animal itself, there actually is no relevancy. Next test master begins Gemara. Hitvas Bochel Badika Bayis. If he went and transferred ownership of this Bochel Balmum to the temple upkeep, treasury, Maushishka Balitra, could you wait with Litra or not? Now, Ihai Daminan, if you say that this ain't a nishka b'litra, that this primary halacha that you're not allowed to usually wait with litra, habadu abanan, it's only rabbinic prohibition, nicha would make sense. In this situation, the rabbis will lean because the funds are going to Hagdash. But the problem is, but it's explicitly obvious in the Gemara Chelik, that's biblical. Because the Gemara Darsh in Behemta, what does that mean, Behemta? Mishanechal betaris Behemtai. That's only when he's eating it in the status of his animal. Yatza b'chayr meiser. Sheinechal betaris Behemtai. That's not eaten in the status of his animal. I mean, by the Iran Nidachas there, it says, Ves Behemta levichar b'dayah could be destroyed. So specifically, animals that are eaten, like his animals, are killed. That could behema b'chayr behema meiser, that even if they're blemished, they're not eaten like his animal, because he's not allowed to slaughter them. And it's not like learning the Mishnah Bechaz of Laman Alvav, called Kachem Nishchot to Bitlis, Nishkol and Belitra, that old Karbonis, you could be slaughtered in the market and be sold by Litra, Chutz Mechor Ba'Maiser, except Bechor Ba'Maiser, so that's not eaten like your animals, so therefore that does not have the halacha of being wiped out like Irna Dachas. One thing you see is that this halacha is in the Torah, and therefore they exclude from the halacha of Irna Dachas, but Maragmar seems to be saying that it's Drabon. The text says, Master, beginning with the words of Gemara, Heftulu Bechor Ba'Mum. What would you say if, as Pirish Bekunches, Rashi explains what the guy is saying. Yes, Shiyatz L'chul and the Gaza Beloved. What do you think that if a guy is says redeem for me this Bechor, this Balmum, that you know to go ahead and work for it? You think that's going to work? How could you say that the Torah says Leitzifta? It says Taisa B'Karsh is difficult because Afal B'Hach Pidyon. What do you mean? Even with this redemption. Loinafik midi, you're still not going to gain anything. Nabashab psul mikdashin. Yeah, let's say there would be pidyon, even if it like other psul mikdashin, you still can't do gizba avodah even after it's redeemed. So how is Rashi saying that was what he wanted with the pidyon? You're saying that the demay b'chor b'almum mikar. You're talking about a preemptive, blemished firstborn animal, and since by other kachshim, if it was pre-existing like that, it would be permitted to do after it's redeemed. So therefore, I would have thought to say the same thing by a bechor. Or in another approach, you could say is habenafik lechulin, that actually it should go out to chulin tvei meshabes al mikdashin. Why? From the Shabbos of Mikdash Nesh Bidmin Sev Gabaya, at least in their monetary value, there's a need for a hektish. So, like you say, it's still considered somewhat of a hektish. Mashenke Bidmei Bechor Meiser, which is for a regular person, I would have thought to say that, yeah, it's a lower level, and therefore it would be permitted even for Giz of Avodah after the pidyon. Next test master begins the Gemara, the Haitzem of Haiser. Oh, it can never be confused. Tay says, wait a second, how do you like Chashal Liberation Menaches in Menaches of Gimel and Aleph that? We say no. It's not indicative that what you're doing it for, because even though it's male, but it's black, so it can be confused. But then our Gemara say that they can't be confused. So it says our Gemara saying, if you look very close, you could verify. There, it's not muchach because a superficial look is not evident. And therefore, that's the difference between our two sugis. Next, this matter begins Gemara. Ika ben shana de mechzi ben shtei shana. Well, there's one. Let's say 1 year old. They could look at 2 year old. So they could be confused. I had them in pekshe in the gedush shlamim nehemet avgav behemish mitzvah ben shlamim the middle eder. When you find an animal between shlamim and middle eder, you have to suspect and assume that it's a carbon. The parak the Gemara asks, wait, but dilma chatasi? Maybe it's a chatas. B'shan the Gemara answers, no, chatas bashnasa. You know it's not a chatas, because with chatas you can't bring it as an adabah, because chatas in its first year, and here it's in its second year. Which says about that, obviously, our Gemara says in its first year, it could be confused when it's in its second year. So it says, love dafka bashteshan, doesn't mean literally second year. It means we know that it's older than the first year, because it's 3, 4, that, but you're right, in the second year per se, it could be confused. Next says, "Master begins another shviyas in lichem b'demer truma. Why can't you purchase truma with monies of shmitim? Neshem b'mayt bechalasa because you're minimizing the time that it could be eaten. Now, Pish because Rashi explains, shat truma because truma is man nechalasa la'olam it could be eaten forever. But shviyas is man nechalasa kum shetechel l'chayim and asad. It's only up until it gets depleted from the wild animals in the field. V'nimtzi comes as there may be truma de beer that isha has to be liquidated." I have what said the shviyas la'achar beer. Even after the time of liquidation, machalak and shalosh tzudis la'aniim, you could give out 3 meals to the worth to the poor. Rabbi Yisrael says echad aniim echad hashim, whether poor or wealthy. So ya'achlu, it could be eaten, as we see this dispensation. But still, it says mukamokam might bechalas. It's still going to minimize it being eaten la'achar shechilik shalosh tzudis after you give out 3 meals worth. But in the midst of machalak and you find no one else to give it out to, then you would have to liquidate it. This is just a you can say truma kum lePesach yehi asr lechamtza. Then truma before Pesach, it should be forbidden to make it into chametz, to make a challah or cookie. Should make a ma'id b'achilasa because Pesach you have to do beer chametz. V'yashem tazikiz dehachi adivale. Now that's better, but sure, and that's going to be permitted. But shem nechsevitz in the pasuk mamid yuvichas lamashcha yeat truma for a way of greatness, which is you're allowed to make challah out of it. It's not similar to cooking a vegetable in the oil of truma later on the ayin vav meral. Shayirik misakan adi Hashem, and that the vegetable gets better through the oil. But Hashem of the yerik, but you're not having the oil get better through the vegetable. If the oil would be, then yeah, you're allowed to make it better. You're allowed to make a chametz. Void moreover, the isam is mischametz is me'aleha. Moreover, is that the dough really ferments on its own. And fulfill ma'arav basa'ir, and even if you're mixing in yeast, mekomokom balabochais mischametz klasa, anyways would have become leaven. So therefore, you're not really doing anything so wrong. But here, where you're intentionally doing something which would have been forever, and now you're limiting, that's the problem that the Gemara is talking about.